Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
Let the sun catch you cry.
It's Jerry the Pacemaker bringing us back. Jerry with a G. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Sam Kasman is our guest, our new friend, soon to not be new friend. We're going to continue to get reports from him, especially on this new project that he's been invited to join. He's with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. He's general counsel there. And their organization, which we know well, by the way, members of their organization, including our old buddy Wayne Cruz, have been on the show many times, CEI.org. And their organization, because they have taken positions in through research and through association and reporting on exposing some of the inaccuracies, some of the fraud, maybe some of the bad science that the climate change zealots are proposing, they've been taken to court by 17 attorney generals. You can look them up, but it's all the usual suspects. And they've asked you for 10 years of research. And we talked about this in the last segment, Sam. So this segment, I'd like to talk a little bit about the underlying issue, and that's the climate change debate on itself. I love debates, but I hate it when people chill debate by trying to shut down one side or the other. That's not only not fair. That's un-American, isn't it, Sam?
That's absolutely un-American. It's unconstitutional, and we have made that point very clear in the legal letter we sent to the Attorney General of the Virgin Islands. And he, of course, is the person responsible for the subpoena that was served on us. And so we are awaiting his response at this point.
Why did they? Well, I have a lot of questions about the lawsuit, but this segment I want to stay on the science. So I have been one of the people, Sam, who said I wouldn't be surprised if human beings aren't having an impact on the climate. But I also say that when they changed the global warming to climate change for their convenience, because they had to stop, they weren't able to continue to prove the planet is warming, they made it to climate change. What I said was, yes, the climate's been changing for thousands of years. 10,000 years ago, Ohio was under 5,000 feet of ice. So yes, climate change is happening. So, but in my opinion, what they're doing is they're not using all the stakeholders who could participate in understanding. They could be bringing in industry and businesses to widen their circle of leadership. What do you think, Sam?
Well, I've got to say, first of all, there are some chunks of industry that they have brought in, and these are the folks that we generally call crony capitalists, who see a way to make millions of bucks almost overnight,
right,
because you've got all these tax subsidies.
But I'm talking about bringing everybody in. I mean, they could bring the economy. They could be incorporating. We could be looking for real solutions to real alternatives. I'll put it that way. It would make me very happy if my grandchildren lived in a world without carbon energy. If we could do that, it'd be great. But we need to enlist everybody to do that.
The big if here is, does this stuff work? And when you look at the list of the carbon-free energy suppliers that they've been announced with great fanfare, presidential press conferences, and then 2-3 years later, they go bankrupt at a cost of hundreds of millions of dollars each.
That's right.
I have very big doubts as to whether it can be done. But, you know, just...
Sam, you're making my point, though. See, my point is not that we take science that's not ready and shove it down our throat and try to replace something that we know works. That's the zealotry of what they're doing. I'm talking about taking that kind of science and developing it, innovating it, proving it over a 25 or 30 year period, gradually incorporating it into our system, and but not shutting down the economy in the process.
Yeah, but you know, frankly, I think the extremists here see human flourishing as the problem.
And yeah, you're right.
About carbon levels in the atmosphere, what they want to stop are people living their lives freely, mm-hmm. and that is one reason why they so hate affordable energy, affordable, reliable energy, because it allows people to do what they want to do when they want to do it.
And Sarah, let me stop you for a second. Folks, you may not have thought about this, and you may not believe this, but I've met these people. There are people out there. They're human beings just like you and me, but they hate humanity. They literally want to see humanity go away or at least diminish. How far off am I on that, Sam?
I think you're absolutely right. And so one thing they'll point to is they say, you know, people just travel too much. They drive around too much.
Right.
And that's sort of like, you know, aristocrats in the early, in the mid-1800s, the Duke of Wellington, when railroads started to first spread around Britain, he sneered, railroads, they'll just allow the commoners to move about needlessly. See, the aristocrats could always move around, right? They had enough money, they had enough power
right. To
do what they wanted. And it's when the average person gets that same ability that you get these elites who are mm-hmm. up in arms.
Yep. And so, folks, this is what's going on right now, and it's very much active, and it's gotten to the point now where the free speech of an organization, Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org, is being impinged with a lawsuit. Sam, will you continue to report with us on how this is going?
Yeah, absolutely. And if I could leave you with one last thought.
Quickly.
This coalition is called Attorneys General for Clean Power. It really is Attorneys General for More Power. That is what they're after.
Right. They're the way they define power. Sam, thanks for being here. Sam Kasman, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. CEI.org. Don't forget that one.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.